every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you. Thanks for tuning in. It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Come on around back, Arizona. It's Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. Rosie on the House, the Outdoor Living Hour. First Saturday of the month, we have the Farm Bureau in. The second Saturday of the month, we have Certified Arborist from Save a Tree. Third Saturday, we have Jay Harper from Nursery Gardening, Master Gardening. Fourth Saturday, talk urban farming. But what happens these random months? Happens four times a year, generally, where we've got a fifth Saturday.
Opens the door to some new topics.
It does, and we try and find different and interesting things to talk about the outdoor landscape. And we've got a special guest on the line to talk about bees. But that's just one of the things we're going to be talking about. Arbor Day was yesterday. We're going to, second segment, talk about the significance and the history of Arbor Day. And then the third and fourth segments of this hour, we're going to be talking about Arizona soils for growing. And in particularly, growing grapes for wine and the history of the wine industry in Arizona and what it's done in the last two decades. So we've got a lot of fun and great guests lined up. Well, let's get started right away. We have David Charlesworth of ASAP Bee Removal. And the reason we brought David in specifically is because they try and do live extraction, unlike the 5 million bees that died on the Air Atlanta tarmac waiting to be shipped to Alaska.
David has a heart for saving them.
We try and keep them alive. Yeah. David, good morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
Thanks for spending your Saturday morning. I know you're already on the job this morning.
Yes, we are. We are. Yeah, and I gotta make a correction. We do live removal. We also do extermination. That is, we are a licensed pest control company that does nothing but bees. So, yes, there are circumstances where we do have to treat it properly. And, hopefully we have a happy customer at the end of it. But glad to be here.
But the ultimate goal, that's for y'all, is that's the last resort. We try and do live extractions and relocate them. And how does that process work? Because bees, they're very interesting. We actually had a hive swarm in, and we called for a live extraction. By the time they got there 2 hours later, the colony had completely moved on. They were... Yeah. They were in our trees, a pomegranate tree, and I mean, there was millions of them, it seemed like, and within 2 hours, just completely gone.
Yeah, that would have been a swarm, and we're right in the middle of spring swarm season right now. That would be a queen traveling with the whole family, and they're in transition. They come from a hive very close by, a hive that's been growing all winter long. That laying queen sees that she's running out of room. She will produce a new queen, and then that new queen will take half of those worker bees and fly and normally wind up in a tree or a bush, even a bicycle or the fender well of a car or a truck. Now, from there, she'll send out scouts. They find that perfect nesting locations. Off they go again. So that queen will fly once to swarm, and then once to nest. And it's usually pretty close to where the original hive was. But yeah, that's we try and save as many swarms as possible. Those are usually much, much easier to capture and relocate. But it is a process. We had good, real good rains last summer. The monsoons were kind to us. We finally got some good summer rains, and in the fall also. So it's made for an especially good spring for the bee guys, because there's so much food. Everybody's got a swimming pool, but there's lots of food to be had because of the good monsoon action that we had last year.
We'd love to hear those bees. Hey, David, let me ask you a quick question. So if I'm a homeowner and I see, like Romy did, this bees, and it alarms me, so I call you, is there a way for you to tell if it's a swarm or a hive before you come, or do you just go ahead and come? How does that work on your end?
If it's something that just showed up, most times when it comes to a swarm, you will you'll see it and then you won't. But sometimes it happens so quickly. Sometimes they leave so quickly, the homeowner never even has a chance to even see them. But if they show up and it's just a huge bundle of bees hanging on anything at this time of year, it's a swarm. An established hive, you'll probably see honeycomb hanging. If you see that, those bees have been there for weeks or months even. But that's the difference. You just bees on top of bees. Most times that's just a good indicator of what you got. That would be a swarm, single queen with a couple thousand worker bees.
And you were talking yesterday when we spoke about how the time a hive is, the longer the hive is there, the more likely it is or has been converted to an Africanized colony. Talk about the life cycle of the bee and how that happens.
Yeah, when it comes to Africanized bees in Arizona, I mean, Phoenix and Tucson are the kind of the killer bee capital of the states. We have more bee attacks here than any other state. And it can be it's just something that sometimes the homeowner doesn't know what they have until they get too close to the hive entrance, or they try and do a home remedy themselves. You'll find out real quick what kind of bees you got because you're probably running from that area. But Africanized bees have a dominant gene that is, once it's introduced into a good domestic colony, in a matter of 4, 5, 6 generations, a generation being 45 days, the life cycle of a worker bee. Once it's introduced into that colony, it's just a matter of time before they turn completely Africanized. And we run into a lot of African. That's why I'm in business. Africanized bees keep me in business, keep me busy. But we treat every one of them as if they're, before we get on the job, as if they are killer bees. The guys are suited up before they even get into that area to look at that hive entrance, or maybe even a home inspection. The homeowner doesn't know where the bees are. They just have a lot of bees at the swimming pool or at the bushes if it's a blooming bush. But yeah, it's a real threat in Phoenix. They keep us hopping.
Now, what should somebody do? Should they find themselves in a swarm or being attacked by bees? There was a article out of the Casa Grande Dispatch about a gentleman who was walking along the side of the road and was attacked. And I don't know how the ambulance was notified that was happening, but they were responded on site, and the two ambulance drivers dived into the swarm of bees to pull the guy out, pulled him into the ambulance. They all, you know, at this point needed medical treatment from the multiple stings. But I mean,
that hive was probably disturbed somehow, some way. They just don't attack on their own. They're provoked. Either somebody got way too close to the entrance of the hive entrance, or somebody chucked a rock or something at the entrance. And sometimes it can be that simple to set them off. But once they're out and about, I mean, there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. You've got to be prepared to take care of it right then and there. You just want to get out of the area as quickly as possible. I mean, that's kind of the bottom line with Africanized bees. If you are involved in a bee attack, get inside the car, get inside the house, get away from that area. And it might take running a quarter of a mile because Africanized bees, once they see that target, they're on you, and you just want to be able to get inside somewhere safe. Yeah, you'll probably take a couple of stings, but at least you don't have 1,000 bees, breathing down your neck. But just to get out of the area as quickly as possible and inside somewhere. Watch the colors that you wear when you're out in if you're hiking. You want to wear neutral colors, that is gray, white. You don't want to wear black, dark brown, dark blue. Bears and skunks are a natural enemy, and they will go for the man who has a black T-shirt on way before they go for the guy who has a white T-shirt on. So if you're out and about hiking, wear a light-colored shirt. That always helps.
And I will tell you from firsthand experience, do not wear a purple and gold LSU football jersey. They love that yellow.
Oh, no. That gold. You know, with Africanized bees, it really doesn't matter what you're wearing. They're on you. And you just got to get away as quickly as you can.
And so how do you do live extraction?
Well, most of the live extraction that we do is going to be from an accessible area, that is a water valve box. Most of those hives are going to be clinging to the lid. If they're not mean bees, yeah, we can sometimes do a live removal that way. Most of the live removals that we do in the spring are going to be swarm removals. And then we actually relocate out to the deserts with those bees. But it's got to be an area that's accessible. A hive may be hanging from a soffit off of a property. If it's completely exposed and they're good bees, yeah, we can remove them alive that way. But for the most part in Phoenix, it's really, really tough to do. You know, just to open up, say, a stucco wall or interior garage drywall area. You start opening that area up with a saw and they're not good bees, you got to be prepared to treat it properly. And you know, that's why you let the bee guys do the work and not your teenage son.
Well, just a quick shout out to ASAP. A couple years ago, all our grandkids were at great grandma's house under a huge orange tree. And one of the kids looked up and said, "Oh my gosh, there's a beehive." And it was huge. Called all the kids in, called David out from ASAP. Yep. And the hive was so big and so attached that they did have to just get rid of it. And then also they had gotten into grandma's house in the wall, and that had to, and she had honey dripping down the interior of her house on the walls. So thank you so much for that. That's a big, big job. And then you have to put it all back together, and you guys did very, very good job for us. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you're very welcome. Yeah, it's been, you'll find bees nesting in so many different areas. But it's always a good idea, especially in the spring and the summer, to walk your property. And it's what you're looking for, a lot of bees in one location, coming and going from a water valve box or a barbecue, a roof line, a block wall. You see a lot of bees coming and going from that block wall. There's no food in there. There's no water in there. It's a nesting location. They're just like us. Food, water, and shelter. That's what their day is about.
Well, we appreciate you spending your time with us Saturday morning. It is bee season, so be aware and be on the lookout.